So we're here at the CalCAF Conference in Ottumwa. I'm with Cecil Reed, and she's here to tell us about her business. So tell us about the name of your business and what it's all about.
Yes. So I opened the Snazzy Sheep Boutique. Right now it's a mobile boutique. I actually also have, I would say, brick and mortar, and it is attached to my seed shed in Bloomfield. So I also sell seed for Pioneer full-time. And then in 2018, I decided to open a women's clothing store, just kind of as a side job. And then it got a few more people in the door, but then also allowed farmers to shop for their wives when they came to pick up seed and stuff like that. So it's been really fun.
So I'm going to ask, because obviously he's married and my wife, and you see a lot of them husbands making sure they buy something for their wives when they're in there getting the seed?
For sure, yeah, especially during planting. Sometimes they'll say their wives haven't been very happy because they've been away or not home, or, you know, early mornings, late nights. And quite a few will buy gift cards or will buy clothing. Some will bring them back in exchange, but at least it's the thought that counts. So.
Yeah. All right. So first of all, let's talk about your involvement in agriculture. I mean, grew up on a farm, all that stuff. Tell us about your background and what got you to where you are with selling the seed and then opening this boutique.
For sure. Grew up in Bloomfield, Iowa, on a cow-calf and a sheep operation, also row crop, with my parents and two sisters. My dad's family is also all around the area, so also involved with all of their kind of farming operations. And then went to Iowa State and got an agronomy degree. And then the ultimate goal was to be able to come back home or close to home and help my dad farm, as well as my uncles and cousins, and help better their farming operation. And then we had a drought in 2017 and 2018, so things kind of got a little, I would say, depressing in the ag industry. And so that I had always had the idea of a boutique, or the thought of it, and so thought, why not start something up that was maybe a little more enlightening and was attracting a different group of people instead of the farmers at the time, but then has ultimately kind of brought farmers in the door as well for that operation.
And so are you seeing a really good growth also with that boutique to help you get through, like we said, those tough years that have been going on?
Yes, for sure. I would say, especially even COVID, I thought that would slow things down, but it actually picked business up quite a bit. It was one of my best years in 2020, and then it's just continued to grow and getting my name out there and attending shows like the CalCAF Conference and other local county fairs and rodeos have really got my name out there, and I appreciate people reaching out and allowing me to come to these events.
All right, and so we got your trailer here. We'll have some pictures accompanying the story. Tell us about the products that you are bringing forward for these people.
So I mainly carry women's clothing, so tops, jackets, jeans, some shoes and accessories, a few kids' clothing and whatnot. I've had people make the comment there's not much in the area anymore for clothing selection and shopping. So it's fun to watch people come through and find clothes that fit, that are comfortable and they enjoy and they feel good in. And that was my main thing, is I wanted to be able to provide reasonable clothing at a reasonable price, comfortable, that people felt confident in and they felt good in.
It's definitely that story, you know, going through Ottumwa, just for the fact, seeing how many businesses are standing there empty right now, are shut down, and, you know, people don't always have the option of driving to Des Moines or Iowa City to do all that shopping. Now, when it comes also to the product, is there a certain source you look for your products?
Yes and no. I do try to find brands that I know are better quality, that would uphold things. I don't just go and kind of randomly buy stuff. I try to find the brands I know that I personally like and are good quality and have held up well for me.
All right. And so the demand from COVID, you know, said that became a better year. What was it about that you think that just really made that difference?
I had a lot of people make the comment that you either had to order online, or if you did go into a department store or clothing store, they couldn't try clothes on. I've allowed them to try clothes on, touch and feel the products, and they appreciate that a lot. And then just the fact that they could go into stores and or come into the trailer or my little store and actually just touch the product. Yeah.
So when we spread all over Iowa, I mean, obviously there's going to be people that maybe would like to find out more about your business. What's your presence online, or where you're, how they can find out where you're going to be next?
Yep. So I do have a Facebook page. It's the Snazzy Sheep Boutique. And then I also have a website. It's the snazzysheep.com. So they can go either online for Facebook or on the website and look at things.
All right. Well, Cecil, we thank you so much for taking the time to visit with us today.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate it.